Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower. Good afternoon. I am so glad that each and every one of you joined me on today. I am just really excited. It is a great day, and it is just such a great day to be here. All is well, and as always, I thank God for the love affair that he and I share. It's totally beyond compare. I'm telling you, it is just totally beyond compare. But I'm glad that each of you have joined us for Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. It is such a pleasure and an honor to be here. I'm telling you, I've been so pumped up these last few days. I don't know what to do. I am just pumped up. I am fired up. I'm ready to go. But God is good, and he's so great. And as I said, we are just, it's such a blessing once again to be hosting Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie and our guest, Andrea Rush. I will be introducing her in a minute with Higher Praise Academy. She's going to come, and she's going to talk about what it's like to be a civic entrepreneur, to run a nonprofit. And I always say nonprofits are profitable. But before I get into that, I just want to share with you, I want you to go to our website, to themeplace.org, and I want you to become a subscriber with us. You want to be connected with us, because if you are a nonprofit, and I'm telling you, this is my passion, is helping nonprofits look like a big boy or a big girl. Doesn't take a lot of money. You want to get signed up with us. We are coming out very soon with branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget. We're revamping it. We're repackaging it in order for it to be even more effective for you. And it's not just for if you're a nonprofit. We also have those that you may be an author. You want to know how to market. You want to know how to get your book out there. You also may have a CV project. You may be a small business owner, an emerging to small business to medium-sized business. We want to help you get that face forward. We have a full shop going on, but you want to get to themeplace.org. You want to subscribe with us. We're in the process of revamping, rethinking, reshaping, repackaging, just doing a lot of things to help you do what you do better. So, hey, give me your input. You can always inbox me on Facebook. I'm Jackie Showers on Facebook. You can inbox me on LinkedIn. I'm Jackie Showers on LinkedIn. Or you can always send us an email. You can send us an email to showersblessings@gmail.com, or you can go up to our website, and you'll also be able to email us. But I am just so excited, and I'm so excited because I know God is doing great things with you as well. He can't just do great things with me and not do great things with you as well, because he's a God of no respect of person, and that's the beauty of who he is, and that's the God that we serve. But today we are going – oh, and I also want – I would be remiss. Make sure you get to our website, prayersforsuccess.com. If you have not – ordered your book for Prayers for Success, is 366 days of powerful prayers for marketplace influencers. Prayers for Success, igniting the world to achieve success. So you want to make sure you go to our website, so prayersforsuccess.com, and get your book ordered. And you want to make sure you stay in tune with us, because we're on Periscope. And we're doing a whole bunch of things on Periscope, and we're looking to do some other things as well, our webinars, our seminars, and so much more, just to make sure that we are empowering you and we are equipping you in order for you to do what God has called for you to do. All of those who are acquainted with us know that God has given me a mandate, and I take that mandate very seriously. It is to empower and equip educate all of God's people so they can become everything God envisioned, so they can experience what God saw, spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. And we do that in a collaborative, integrated, holistic approach to empower, to equip, and develop spirit-centered leaders and individuals to be effective change agents in an ever-evolving marketplace for purposeful living spiritually, professionally, and purposely. And we do that by doing a number of things: unboxed coaching for unboxed success. We do individual coaching. We do workshops, seminars, webinars, conferences. We have books, blogs, e-blasts, and it's just so much that we do for faith-based organizations, for businesses. And I'm telling you, so you want to get connected with us. If you want a one-on-one coaching session with us, we have a complimentary coaching session, one-on-one. Maybe it's something that you've been saying, I want to figure out, you know, how to position my business. Sometimes people come to us because they want to figure out, how do I position me? How do I get me out of the way in order for me to do what God has called for me to do? So we do individual coaching, we do group coaching, we do leadership coaching, we do professional development coaching. So you want to make sure that you connect with us. And I'm telling you, we have gotten nothing but rave reviews from those who've gone through our coaching program. They have seen the transformations, watched their branding expand and grow, watch them get that identity and then begin to run with it. Because branding and marketing is so important in what you're doing, and especially if you are a nonprofit, and that's what we're going to get ready to talk about right now. So I'm going to introduce my guest, Sandria Rush. She's joining us on today. I've gone to several of the dance programs that they have put together in the last few years, because one of my good friends, Juanita Billings, she's a part of it, and so she sort of connected me with them, and they're getting ready to come up with their annual dance performance, and I call it a performance. I may not be saying it right, but I know she's going to fix it up for us. But it's coming up this coming Saturday, so, and I believe it's at 4 p.m., but she'll make sure I have that right time as well. But I want to say this, yes, it's at 4 p.m., and the doors will open at 3:15. So you want to make sure you get there. It's enlarging your territory. That's going to be the theme for this year. It's the Higher Praise Worship Fest 2016, and her name is Sandria Rush. She is the one heading it up, started this nonprofit back in, let's say since 1997. She started off along with her mother, and now she's taking the reins and she's running with it. And isn't that what it's all about? That God tells us we can make sure that our children have an inheritance. So her mother has made sure that she has an inheritance. And also to go out to others, we know that. So they're doing a number of things. But what I want to do, I want to introduce Sandria Russ. Sandria, I'm so glad that you joined me on today. I'm so excited about your being here. I'm excited about the program that's coming up on this Saturday. And I just want you to give us some information. Give us some information about you and what you've been doing all of your life, or most of your life. You don't have to start with, I was born. We know you were born.
Right, right. Amen.
Background information, you know, about yourself and how you and your mother came to this whole nonprofit of Higher Praise Dance Academy.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for having us, first of all. We have been in ministry, as you mentioned, since 1997. It was all started off with my mother, Susan Alexander, at that time was Susan Hawthorne. And it started off because she was in dance many, many moons ago. And so it led off to her starting her own ministry. And so in 2006 is when we finally opened up our Higher Praise Dance Academy. It's when we started the school, where we wanted to provide low-income families, youth, a place to come worship, a place to learn, to get off the streets. And we have different workshops, dance classes, martial arts, anything of that nature. And that's where we have been since 2006. We are located inside of Nazareth Lutheran Church, which is 4321 Vicksburg. That's in Detroit, Michigan. And we have had the pleasure of having many students come and go and even start their own ministries at their own church. So we're very excited about the growth that Higher Praise has had over the last 18 years. For myself, I am the co-director at Higher Praise Dance Academy, where I'm under the leadership of my mother, Susan Alexander. And I am also a finance specialist at the Children's Center. So I have two jobs where I work also in nonprofit. The Children's Center is a nonprofit organization as well. And leading Higher Praise Dance Academy, I'm the head choreographer over there. So that's just a little bit about myself and the organization and some things that we have going on in our ministry.
Mm-hmm. And so you said that you guys have been around for a number of years, and you started because you saw a need and you wanted to fulfill that need. And I just want to say this because this past weekend I've just been doing some talking about growing up and how our education system offered a lot of programs, from physical education, which includes dance programs, that they offered a lot of programs to help people that they don't offer now. And so Higher Praise Dance Academy, they saw a need. And I just want to say that when you are looking at starting a nonprofit, or you all may already have a nonprofit, what you have to do is you have to look at what need are you going to serve and begin to look at it that way so you can expand. And so that's what they've been doing, is looking at what need could they serve in this community, and they found the need. And the thing is, they realized that it wasn't just for kids, but they also have an adult component as well. And so when you may start off thinking it's going to be one thing, and the more you do it, one thing is about staying power. You got to stay. You got to be diligent in what you're doing. You got to be persistent. You got to be consistent. You don't want to give up. But they have stayed the long haul. And I know that along the way, Sandria, that you all have met with some things that almost made you say, we walking away from this. We just sick and tired of it, and we're just going to give up. What keeps a person that's in a nonprofit going, and especially when the profits are not so profitable?
First of all, your relationship with God is first and foremost. And he speaks about the different fruits of the Spirit. And it talks about long suffering at times. And so when you go through those trials and tribulations, you go through that long suffering, we know that that's only for a period. It's for a moment. And as he says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So we have to make sure we stay steadfast in the word. Now looking specifically at the business aspect of things, your mission is what keeps you going. If you have a strong foundation in your mission and what it is that your purpose for your business, your nonprofit is that's what keeps you going. And then when you have awesome people that are a part of your organization, if you have board of directors or members, students, even those that sometimes leave and go on and do their own thing, you hear the positive feedback, you know, the things that you have done in your business that have changed other people's lives is what keeps you going. So instead of always looking at the positive in the numbers or the negative in the numbers, you look at the foundation that you have planted, the seed that you have planted in people's lives is what keeps you going.
You know, and I know that I think about something that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, how long, not long. And I think you have to get that not long in your spirit as well as as you're thinking about, well, how long is it going to take? You have to think of not long. But I do know this. I know that if you don't do it, it's going to be a long time. I can tell you that. It's going to be a a long time or it's going to happen. Many years ago, I was working for a nonprofit. It was an association in Washington, D.C., and there was another nonprofit that we were affiliated with, and including the nonprofit I worked with. And but the other nonprofit, one of the things I didn't, as a matter of fact, I didn't know that this was a nonprofit until I was talking to a colleague out of Canada with the Canadian Standards Association, and she was saying how if they get a lot of the breaks that this particular nonprofit, and many of us know this organization, she said we could do as well as they're doing. Because they are nonprofit. And I was like, they're a nonprofit? And she said, yes, didn't know they were a nonprofit. But they're Underwriters Laboratory. Now, you may say, well, what do they do? Well, if you look at your light bulbs, many of your light bulbs have like testing or certified by Underwriters Laboratories. And that's one of their mainstays of electrical type apparatus. And what they taught me is this, and the organization I worked for, which was the National Electrical Manufacturers Association, and I worked for some other associations, and then also learning about, I had colleagues that worked for the American Association of Retired People, we know it as AARP. I found out that many times we think that a nonprofit means that you don't make a profit, and so as a result, people don't employ all of the different tools that they can employ for fundraising in order to generate funding. So, and I'm going to talk about the African American community because many of us think that our nonprofits have to look like we poor, destituted, down, out. We're not using all of the skills that we need in order for us to generate funding, to generate money. But when you begin to look at, and that's why I say if you are a nonprofit, and just like I tell companies, if you're a small business and you say, I want to get larger, I want to grow, then find and identify a business within your particular arena that has grown and expanded and begin to look at what they are doing. And when you look at what they are doing, say, okay, what can I adopt that they're doing on a smaller scale? Look at how they look at their brand. Look at how professional they look. Look at how they because you can always go up there, you can see their ads, you can see flyers. All of this is going to help you. So whatever industry or profession or nonprofit arena that you're in, identify the big girls and the big boys that's in that particular arena and begin to adopt what they're doing. Look at how they fundraise. And I'm going to tell you something. I tell people want to talk about themselves. So if you want to know more, identify those organizations that are doing what you want to do, contact them, and they'll be willing to share some of their ideas with them on fundraising. Because sometimes we think fundraising is only limited to certain things, but fundraising is a year-round event. I'm going to equate fundraising to a business that has a sales department, because that's really what fundraising is. Fundraising is the sales department of a nonprofit. And if that sales department in the business stop trying to generate sales, stop trying to make conversions of sales, they're not going to do well. So when, as a nonprofit, your mindset has to shift. And in the process of your mindset shifting, you have to understand nonprofit does not mean I don't make a profit, because you have to pay your bills, you have to pay employees. You have to do all of these different things. You cannot be a volunteer organization all the time, because if you are, you're not going to be as effective as you want to be. So you need to begin to look at what are all the means that we can generate these fundings, from grants to endowments to fundraising to events. You know, a lot of times people think, oh, this is just an event. It's not. It is a marketing tool. And you know what? I was watching the Olympics. And as I watched the Olympics, and I'm pretty sure you watched some of the Olympics too, Sandria, and when I'm watching the Olympics, I watch them, and I love to see the prowess and the acumen of the athletes. But I'm also watching to watch all the branding, and the Olympics is a nonprofit. Come on now, don't we see some profits up in there? And so that's why you have to begin to shift. Look at the Catholic Church, nonprofit. Look at the Mormon Church, nonprofit. So you have to begin to think in terms of a nonprofit is just another entity of it being an entrepreneur. That's what a nonprofit is. And you have decided to take the passion that God has given you and become a civic entrepreneur in order to help build up your community. So you have to shift your mindset. And when you begin to shift your mindset, you will shift your efforts and you will begin to think much broader, because you will begin to move past from even where you started, that you can say, okay, well, we can do this and we can do that and we can do that. And you also have to think of it from, I'll tell you something right now. Some people are going to say, well, that's being a little mercenary. You've got to have a little mercenary inside of you in order for you to be an effective marketplace minister in the kingdom of God. You got to have a little bit inside. Because you have to be able to say. Go ahead, Sandra. You can jump in anytime.
Okay. I wanted to add.
Can I just say this? If you have a question, all you have to do is hit one. If you're on chat, you can type in your question if you have something you want to ask Sandria.
And I just wanted to add that, you know, the term nonprofit is more so for, you know, the legal accounting aspect of things, you know, how you do your taxes and blah, 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 blah. But it has nothing to do with your actual profit. So, yes, as you mentioned, we're a nonprofit organization, but we still have to go about different things to make a profit so that we can pay our employers, so we can pay our bills and different things of that nature. It's just very similar to a church, you know. They still have to pay their employers, they have to pay their lights, their bills, different things of that nature. So I try to decrease the stigma of what the term nonprofit stands for. So it's just more of a legal aspect of things and how you go about doing your accounting and your taxes and different things of that nature. So the plus side to that is, for different organizations and corporations that decide to invest or give into our organization or any nonprofit organization, they look at the benefits of their tax deductible, you know. So when they're giving charitable gifts, those upsides are tax deductible. So when you are going out seeking funds, you know, hit major corporations that like to invest in nonprofit organizations, such as, you know, some of the major stores, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you have something that you need for your event or for your fundraiser, such as food or books, pencils, you know, clothing, you know, stuff of that nature. If you have a great letter on your memo and send those letters out to those different corporations, a lot of times they're willing to give those things, and then they can speak on behalf of your organization, and then they get a tax deductible profit as well. So it's marketing on both ends, and then you can get some free stuff, because we all like free stuff, I'm sure. And the other side is that the other organization and corporation can have some tax deductible benefits as well.
Right, because one of the things about being a nonprofit is that you can get those in-kind services. And in-kind services, it's still money. So don't think of it as, oh, well, that's because it is still money, the in-kind services that companies may give you. I also want to say, if you are a nonprofit, you really need to hone your skills when it comes to grants and when it comes to completing grants. If you don't hone your skills, then you need to establish a relationship with somebody who has, because that's going to be some major money that you can go get. And I want to stress that it is a process. It takes time, because it's no different than a business and their sales department, because you got to cultivate relationships. And sometimes as nonprofits, and especially when we are nonprofits that have a faith-based agenda attached to it, we tend to get stuck in just talking to each other. You know how we had gotten stuck in being in a church and we get stuck in the four walls of church. But you have to go
right.
to, you have to join organizations like your local chamber of commerce. You have to join other business organizations because that is how you are networking to get the message out there about your organization in order to generate the type of funding that you're going to need in order for you to expand and in order for you to grow. And I also want to stress, because sometimes people think I can just throw something together, one thing about grant writing, it's no different than if you're writing a proposal to get an RFP to get work from the government, or even from
right.
if somebody writes an RFP, what you want to do, and these are just some pointers, is when you write that grant out, you go accordingly to what the stipulations are. You cannot come up with basically a straw man and say, I'm going to send this out to every grantor. You will not get the money because each one of them have their own specification as to how that grant should be completed and how that grant should be filled out. And so you have to make sure you do your due diligence. And one thing I tell everybody, if somebody sits there and tells me, I don't know what to do, what I'm going to do, anybody who knows me, they will tell you, I don't hang out as woe as me parties. I don't accept invitations to pity parties. Keep your RSVP,
right.
give it to somebody else who want to go to that pity party. My thing is this, if you want to know something in this particular time that we live in, there is absolutely no reason why you should not be proficient in whatever area you want to be in, because we have the World Wide Web. We have the Internet.
Right.
And we have a resource that we could just tap into 24 hours all the time, call the Internet. But YouTube, somebody on YouTube has done something, and you can get it for free. It's just a matter of doing your due diligence, getting up off of the stool of do nothing, and to start to do something. Come up off of your butts of excuses and start to do something. And that's what, and anybody that knows me, they know I don't accept it. And I will tell them, go do your research. If people come and ask me, how do you do this? I'll tell you initially. But then if you keep asking me the same thing, I'm gonna say, hey, you need to go into your research. And these are some of the things that we teach when we're teaching our whole series on branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget. We teach all of these different things that you can do in order to brand and market your nonprofit so you can be positioned in the marketplace and you can be positioned well. And another stickler that people know and that I have is this. Nonprofits, they look tacky on paper. They look tacky with their promotions. Many of them, they throw things together. You do not have to look tacky. From Microsoft Word to Word to Microsoft Publisher to Photoshop, even if you don't have a designer, you can go to Canva.com. Write this down, nonprofits. This is a tidbit I'm giving you, Canva.com, and you can put together a great promotional flyer. And they have Canva University, where they will teach you how to make the flyer and how to make it look good. Because I'm going to tell you, when you send information out, if it's got errors, if it looks like it's cheaply done, if it looks like you are poor and down and out nonprofit, people are not going to want to work with you. Because although you're a nonprofit, they want you to look good. They want you to have a great branding face. So you have to do that. If you have a special event, you need to make sure all of your collateral promotional materials look good, because you will have people like me. And I'm going to tell you, everybody who knows me know I do this because my background is in marketing and advertising and public relations. I will go in there and I will tear up a program. I will tear it to pieces. Sometimes I will get my red pen out and just be writing, error, error, error. Look at these pictures. They're not done well. And I'll be like, what in the world is this? And I'm thinking, okay, you know what? They need to get it together. And don't let them ask me, because I will tell them. Because I feel it's a disservice to someone if I don't. If I have this wisdom and I have this knowledge that God has given me to help someone look better and I don't give it to them, then I'm wrong. I am wrong. Because this is why
right.
God.
And what
and
I
so
like
that's
to say
why
is, I was going to say, what I like to say is, even though you're a nonprofit, you still need to have a corporate mindset. So the way how they go about doing things, you still have to hit the ground running. You know, you have to be on the internet. You have to search. You still have to do your research. You still have to network. You still have to go over and beyond. So just because you're a nonprofit does not mean that you cannot have a corporate mindset.
Right. And you have to do your due diligence, just as Andrea just said. You have to do it. And you have, because you know what? You are a corporation. You are incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
You are incorporated as a nonprofit, and that's the way the federal government will look at you, is that you are incorporated as a nonprofit. You have to look at yourself, that you are incorporated as a nonprofit, and in the process
mm-hmm.
that you are providing a service to the community that a for-profit corporation cannot. But a for-profit corporation, if you position yourself well, will want to team up with you and give you money as a backing, as a supporter. And they will do that. And so that's why it's imperative that you have yourself looking good. You need to have a well-polished logo. Your logo needs
Correct.
To look good. And so, you know, it's like sometimes people say, well, hey, my little niece did this logo. Let your little niece keep that logo, because that's what it looks like that your little niece did. I want to share this story with you. That was a really funny story years ago. This was before my save day, BSD, before my save day, BMS. And I was at this club, and I met this guy. He was an older man. I'll never forget this. And he had this book, and he kept saying, oh, I want to show you all this magazine. He said, don't, he said, you will never forget this magazine. And I have not. I have not forgotten it, not for the best reason, but for the wrong reason. And he showed me this magazine, and it was like, you know, when you were in like maybe first, second kindergarten, they told you to make a book, and you had the book tied up with like the yarn, and you had your book tied up with that sort of yarn string. And this is the way his magazine looked, and it was called Yuri Star. I told you I never forgot it. And he kept saying, my daughter is putting this together. He said, you need to remember this. And my girlfriend and I were like, we will not forget this magazine. We will not forget it. And I'm saying all that to say is, it was terrible. It was absolutely horrendous. That's why I still remember it to this day. It was made with construction paper. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. So this was an art project.
And you know what? This what he said his daughter was this was her magazine, and she was putting it out. Now, his daughter had to be probably in her late 30s, 40s, just by his age, because this was the old man's club. And and it was like she and I were just, we were cracking up because it looked just that bad. But I'm saying all that to say I've seen some nonprofits that put stuff out that was just maybe a step or two higher than that. And you don't have to look like that. You don't have to look bad. You can look good. And you know what? And there are places that you can go. And we teach all of this in our branding and marketing on Less Than a Shoestring Budget series. There are places that you can go that you can get things done, and you don't have to pay a lot of money. But you got to look good in order to attract the type of financing you want for your nonprofit. You got to have your branding. You have to have your look. You got to have all of that must look good, because you want to invite people to events that you're giving. You want to make sure your signs look good. You know, a lot of people sit there and say, we'll just write this sign with some magic marker. You know, come on now. You can make some nice signs on the computer, and it doesn't cost you a lot of money. And I'm pretty sure Sandria can speak to that.
Right, and I was going to say, you still have to be very much polished. You know, just as you go out for an interview, you are your walking business. So you have to be polished. You have to be presentable in everything that you do. So that's why networking is very, very important, because then you can find people that are willing to work with you to do those certain things as far as your banners, your programs, your flyers, your tickets for your events, your signage that's in your building. You know, you don't want to just put up any old sign. You have it outside on the door, and if it rains, it goes away, or if the air is, you know, blowing really bad and it flies off, then no one will know. So you still have to be very much polished. And there are a lot of resources online to assist you in doing those different things. As you said, Microsoft Office has an abundance amount of different things that you can do to prepare for your event. But I will always say networking is key. Find people who are web designers or who can do banners or flyers, you know, graphic artist designers, different things of that nature. Put a promo video out, you know, get together. That's going to help you when you do your different applications to get different grants. Have a great promo video together. This is not something that your niece or your nephew or your child that's 4 years old, like my son, would do. You know, you want to make sure that you have some professionals, because there are a lot of people out there that may not necessarily do it for free but can give you a discounted rate, you know, that they're in kind of your service. And that also goes back to you having a mission that is that other people can believe in you in, and then that's what's going to help you to for other people to invest in you.
And it's so important. And I want to say this: there's no reason why you shouldn't have professional business cards, because you can go straight to Vistaprint.com. And I'm going to tell you another little secret about Vistaprint.com. You don't even have to go to Vistaprint. Go to Staples, because Staples do all of that type of thing. When they say they're ordering out, they are connected directly to Vistaprint.com. So can have that professional look. I'm full of tidbits. I'm telling you, y'all have to be a part of Branded Marketing Less Than a Shoestring Budget, because I'm always out there researching for the nonprofits, for the small emerging businesses, in order to help them put their best face forward, and also in order to be able to generate the type of funding that they need in order to expand and to grow, because that's what it's all about. I know our time is running out and we only have a few minutes left. This has been a great discussion. But before we leave, Sandria, I want people to know about the event that's coming up. Can you just tell us in a brief synopsis what it's all about, how they can get tickets, what the tickets costs are, and some of the other things that you all may be doing in the future, and how they can be a part of it?
Yes. So our upcoming event is this Saturday. Again, I say this Saturday at 4 p.m. Doors open at 3:15. This is our worship fest entitled Enlarge Your Territory. We will be at Evangel Christian Church, which is located in Roseville, Michigan. I believe the address is 28491 Utica Road. Again, that is 28491 Utica Road. Tickets are available online. If you go to our website at www.higherpraisedanceacademy, that's one whole word, higherdanceacademy.com, and scroll down and you will find the link to purchase tickets. Tickets are $15. You can also purchase tickets on the day of at the door. If you purchase tickets at the door, they are $20, so I would strongly encourage you to purchase your tickets online to save a few bucks. We will have live music from Pastor Tony Wells and One in Praise, so we are fusing singing and dancing together, so it's just going to be an awesome anointed time in the Lord. You can also follow us on Facebook at Higher Praise Dance Academy. You can also follow us on Instagram at higher_praise. And you can find out a lot of information about what's going on with our school, what's going on with our ministry. You can also call us at 313-262-6933 to find out any information. Or if you have any events and you want some praise dancers to come out and minister, we would love to be a part.
Now, your Higher Praise Dance Academy, can they become a student? Can they enroll in the Higher Praise Dance Academy if they want to be a dancer?
Yes.
And how about doing it?
You can also go to higherpraisedanceacademy.com to look at our class schedule. We are just finishing up our summer program, so our next classes won't start until the fall. So I believe that will be sometime in October. We also have adult praise dancing. We have intermediate praise dancing for adults. And we have our dance company. That is something that you will have to try out for. We have youth praise dancing. And we also have a dance ministry class. So if you are already in dance ministry and you want to learn more about how to be an effective dance leader, that would be the class for you. You can find out more information about that on our website, or you can also call us at 313-262-6933 to get any information in regards about being a student for any of those classes that I just mentioned.
Okay, so we're so excited about what's coming up Saturday, and I do encourage you to go out and to go to the website in order for you to get that information. Sandria, she'll send me that information so I can put it up on our Facebook, the Facebook link page. So then people, if you want to know more about Higher Praise Dance Academy as well as the event that's coming up this weekend, then you'll be able to get it there so you can get your tickets. I do want to thank you for coming and being well on today at Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And I want to encourage each and every one of you to connect with us because we want to connect with you. And I'm glad that you've joined us today with my special guest, Sandria Rush, with the Higher Praise Dance Academy. And make sure you order your book, Prayers for Success, Igniting the World to Achieve Success, a prayer every day for marketplace influencers that's in the kingdom of God. And also to connect with us at the Me Place, or the Me Place Empowerment Institute, where we are working with nonprofits, small businesses, and many others in helping you to become everything God envisioned so you can experience what he saw, spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. Looking forward to you coming and being with us on next Monday at 12 noon. Make sure you connect with us so you can be with us on Periscope, not a downpour, just a shower of blessing. Also, the first full week of every month, this month is going to be September 4th. We will be doing 11 to 10, a minute to midnight, Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp, and we want to have you there. Thank you so much for coming and being part of the listening audience. Be blessed.
Yeah.